This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, if there's one thing we need to discuss one of these days on Tech Focus is how people act shocked when their devices are not responding accordingly. And you suddenly think, no, my devices suddenly become slower. And, you know, some people take it to an extent of, you know, clearing space on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Some they think maybe it's time to get a brand new phone. Mm-hmm. And the same goes for smartwatches as well. I mean, I assisted someone recently who was complaining about how slow their smartwatch is. Mm-hmm. Hey, when I press, it doesn't accordingly and whatever. And I said to them, look, the phone is connected to the watch.
Mm.
But can you not see that this phone is running on the latest operating system? A lot of things have changed, they've updated.
Yes.
Because you set it up like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody else did it for you where you bought it. And with your smartwatch, it's a completely different story because you don't take it in.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to update yourselves. If you don't initiate those updates, then it's going to underperform. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you're just going to be pressing, over-pressing,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get a response from whatever command you are sending.
But with phones, it's the exact opposite. Because if you buy a phone that was released in 2026, and then 3 years later, you update it to the latest software, it's going to be slow because the latest software, it's going to take a toll on the phone. You know, the chip, it's not used to the latest software. So the phone is going to be slow and it may even affect the battery as well.
Yeah. But me, I'm cruising nicely here.
Mm.
Mm. I haven't had any challenges at all.
Wait, no.
But I love the latest operating system that I'm on right now.
Mm.
And if there's one app that I didn't update, so I updated all the apps in my phone.
Mm.
And there's only one that I didn't update. And that is WhatsApp. Because now it was taking me to a latest version that requires me to have a username and all of these things.
No, that's why I don't update these things.
With it, eh? I'll never like update it.
What's up, Yona? I'm just going to leave it the way it is. Eh?
No. What do you mean I must come up with a new username?
To increase the level of privacy. Because they are rolling out these usernames. It allows you to create that unique username instead of sharing your phone number, Weban.
Mm.
And this is their biggest privacy update. So it makes it easy for people to connect with you while keeping your number private. So
no, that's why I haven't updated anything.
They are rolling it out. It's already there. For people that probably pressed update without checking, I'm sure now you would have noticed that there are some differences. Or there are people that have already updated, and when you want their number and you go onto their profile, the number is not visible.
It's not appearing. It's not
visible. But the number, the name is there.
It's there.
But have you tried?
I saw a notification on my phone in Mpuchaka that update, and then I ignored it.
Don't press it.
I just ignored
don't
it.
Don't do it.
Don't you want to keep your number private?
Well, I don't mind keeping my number private.
Private
so that's
from
when you
who?
Have...
Because already most of his contacts know his. They have his number.
They have my numbers.
Yeah, but maybe you'll be added into a group, you know, community group, or you are added into whatever group, you know, or somebody just... you know, shared your contacts. This is Mrox. It will come up as Mrox, the username, but the number will not be appearing.
So in simple terms, if I have I've connected to this person, I have everything except for their numbers. We can chat, we can call, we can do everything, but I don't have this person's numbers.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
You know what happens right now? Let me give you a random example, right?
Mm.
Somebody can add you onto a group call.
Mm-hmm.
And if that third person does not have Mrox's number or name saved on the phone, it will reflect your cell phone number.
Mm.
So right now it will reflect the user name instead of the cell phone
number.
So that way when the conversation is done, you can't then store my number, save it and whatnot. And then you pass it on to other people and my number is everywhere.
Maybe I should update it now.
No, Sky, update
Arena.
Don't do it.
Good luck.
What's the issue? It seems like
it's all.
It seems like a very good idea. You know, it's very annoying to having to receive those contacts. Hey, my name is what. You see the numbers and then you'd be like, ish, Sanchikiti, save it. And then it's energy wasting, honestly.
So you're not doing it?
No, not at this point. No.
I don't mind.
What's holding you back, Mama?
I don't see the need.
Old school,
and
eh?
You can't. No, it's not old school. And you.
Guys, you know how easy to know. Right?
Do you know how difficult it is to convince senior people?
Hey, it's very difficult.
Who is senior here?
You must call a family meeting first.
But that's how you are behaving right now.
No, but you can't tell me about security features. These people have had my phone, my number for the longest time.
Mm.
And I have not experienced anything.
Mm.
because of my number being displayed. I really, if you'll have to tell me something that can convince me for real.
You know, a friend of mine has, there was this scam thing years back where a friend of mine's contacts were hacked. And then this person asked for my for money from me. Are, my name is Watwat, Kukhopela Chelete, blah, blah, blah. And then I tried calling this person, and then this person didn't answer. And then my friend contacted me or reached out to me with his other numbers and said, "Or bruh, I've been hacked. If there's someone asking for, you know, money using my old numbers, then just know what I've been hacked." So I think maybe this feature may help in such instances.
Because you know how easy it used to be to just go to a person's profile and then copy the number and send it to another person. Now it appears to be a little bit more trickier than that. Because you can click and hold on the number. It won't highlight or copy the number.
Criminals and scammers are also always like one step ahead. They probably have another thing that will bypass this situation.
If you have updated your WhatsApp, you're on the latest version, and if you have tried this whole username business on the app, and I mean, for some people, maybe you found that your name has already been taken. Did you come across something of that nature? What username would you have chosen?
I don't know. I'm just going to stick to Morox.
There's a username I always use.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just BIBI123.
BB123.
Yeah, nobody can ever get that. It will never give me a message or a username already in use.
Yeah, you'll be surprised, man.
Like it does with Gmail. No.
We want to update our WhatsApp to the latest version. Fast, man. But we want to know if you have done it already to this new username format. Some people, you need to be honest enough that you have stolen someone's number from a group that you were added on, you know? Here's a message that says, "Checha, what's up? Kitoma odi kwa galina." No. I'd go with Men Lee Joy. Okay. Another one reads, "I'm still using the old WhatsApp. However, I agree that displaying a number is a serious security threat. If they know your number, they can do a SIM swap." This one says, "Good afternoon, team. I've already updated my WhatsApp, but yay, I struggled to get the username." Eh? I think it's a good initiative for privacy purposes, though we are no longer going to be able to steal numbers from work groups. Rafita, ki new stock, Cedric out in Centurion. I feel you, homie. Because that was just another way of getting people's numbers, right? Like if you identify a person from their profile pic, you're like, "Hey, man. Oh, kissy bunny bunny," and then you save their number. Sometimes, really, it's not always something sinister, Bafuitu. Sometimes you really want to have this person's number. You know, you are part of a social club or whatever. You can't know everybody, especially when you've got like more than 100 members that are there. So you get to see the person's name now. But before, you would see the person's number, and that would make it easier to save their number. This one says, "Good afternoon. I have people viewing my status on WhatsApp, and I don't even know them. I didn't even store them in my phone contacts. Should I be worried? This is Maputuma." Well, we can always ask those that know better to let us in on that, my brother.
Afternoon, team. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I did the update, ne? I chose a user, and the first time it was already taken, and then I had to edit it and get a username that was not available. I find it very reassuring to have the fact that your number will not be shared. You know, some people were like, "Hopela umpe number ya motho so 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 so. Ah, ke na le yona ka WhatsApp." You know, it's easy for your number to just be passed around. So the one thing that I saw also on the update here, WhatsApp, there's this other feature. It's called WhatsApp Premium or something, or WhatsApp Pro, where you actually pay to customize your WhatsApp. If you want the logo to be red, if you want to have a theme, if you want to change wallpaper, I guess I'm sorry. No. I rekase patelli WhatsApp gore decorate. That didn't make sense to me. Thank you, team. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you so much. Someone in Mokopane says, "I haven't updated yet. I don't like new things, but I'm going to give it a try when I get home."
Greetings to you guys. Yo, I can't leave question. Guys, you are talking about something that is very important. You know, updating the app is very important. I can tell you right now, guys, that my phone is frequently, like, it's new. but I've updated it last month. So it says I must update it, you know, but updating the phone is right, you know. If allow, when it comes to WhatsApp, I don't want to lie, guys. I don't update my WhatsApp.
Trust issues?
I don't want to update it. Mm. But I'm thinking of updating it. But I keep on getting weird messages. I get some weird texts. Just on Google, man, via WhatsApp, I'm too busy. Hey, baby. Hey, sweetie. Or, ash, I don't know. Or, where are they getting my numbers? Who is she? What she wants? I give phone number. She doesn't pick up. Yo, Aisham, it's tough. Yo, guys. But updating apps, your phone is better. But WhatsApp, I'm thinking of updating mine. So what must I do, guys? Yeah. It's Borabutsiapa. Maravue. Sharp, sharp.
Security is everything when it comes to some of these applications. So strangers, new contacts, or members of a group can use that username to find you instead of your phone number. So for some of us who don't already have your number saved, we will see your username rather than your contact details. But if you had already had somebody else's number, you will continue to see things exactly like before.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.